Friday night, tomorrow night, the kickoff for the Asheville Amadeus Festival. I don't know how many days, 10 days or so of music and arts in Asheville and the area, sponsored by the Asheville Symphony or put together by the Asheville Symphony, but with the involvement of many, many, many groups around the area, including Highland Brewing Company, who is hosting the kickoff tomorrow evening and releasing Wolfgang 1756. Leah Wong Ashburn is the president of Highland Brewing Company, is with us in the studios this afternoon, along with David Whitehill, executive director of the Asheville Symphony. Thanks to both of you for being here. Welcome.
Thank you, Dick. Thank you.
And thanks for, excuse me, thanks for taking some time at a very busy time for both of you, especially you, David. It's got to be crazy. So tomorrow night, the kickoff for Asheville Amadeus and the introduction of Wolfgang 1756, a reincarnation of the beer that you released 2 years ago for the first Asheville Amadeus. Is that right?
That's right. It's a Vienna-style lager, so German malts and one U.S. malt, and it's just kind of a classic style, and then the name and the label are so much fun, so we invite people's families to come out and enjoy the whole evening.
I'm looking at the label right now, and we should put this on our website, but it is a really tasty-looking label in itself, Wolfgang 1756 Symphony Lager. And the kickoff tomorrow is at 7. David, there's entertainment and some folks
that are involved.
There's
food trucks and family and places to run around. And, of course, Matt Townsend and the Wonder of the World will be there. And if you like Bob Dylan, this is Bob Dylan with a better voice.
So, Leah, how did it happen that Highland Brewing gets involved with Asheville Symphony and putting a beer together for this festival?
Well, we're both looking at the reason. So David Whitehill is a connector of people and ideas, unlike anything I think I've ever seen. So he came to us just kind of saying, like, hi, we're doing this week-long Asheville Amadeus, and I thought maybe we could do something fun together. What could that look like? And before we knew it, we were making a beer.
Well, that's great. And the beer was a huge success, right? I mean, it was
a great success. We sold out at the brewery very quickly, the bottles especially. Yeah. So we have more bottles for folks to purchase this year to make sure everybody gets what they're looking for.
That's great.
Leah's very modest, but I can tell you that Highland cares deeply about community. And when you go to them just asking for a growler, little do you know you get a beer produced in 9 states. and it really set the tone, I think, for the entire week and what the week was about. And I think they recognized that really early. And I think the celebration of craft, which is, you know, deeply rooted in what Highland's about.
Mm-hmm. You know, I always, with these interviews, I always do exhaustive research. And in my research for this interview, I found that there was a brewery in Salzburg, Stiegel Brewery, which is still there. It was founded in 1492. Beer, you know, people have been brewing beer for a long time, as you know. In 1780, apparently Wolfgang and his sister went to this brewery, and I assume they had some beer. And at that time, there were 94 breweries in the Salzburg area. So I think there's still room for growth here. What do you think?
Well, there are a lot of breweries here and thousands more coming in the country. So it is an interesting time for sure.
It is. It's worth saying, of course, Highland Brewing. I don't know if you were the first, but
we were the first in Asheville since Prohibition.
So look what you started.
Who knew? Yeah, and it's been a wonderful adventure, and we've been enjoying love and support from the folks of Asheville, Western North Carolina, and the southeastern region of the United States. And once in a while, a random country or state that we don't distribute to, and somehow they have our beer. So we're not sure how that happens, but it is a compliment.
Suitcases or something. Well, and it also should be said that Highland Brewing has a rich tradition of being involved with the community, as David said, and has always been very good to WCQS over the many years that you've been
here. And in many ways, I think the festival gave them an opportunity to incubate something new and try a lager, which, and step out and do something I think they hadn't done up until that point. And so, you know, their raving fans got really interested in trying this, and it was a wonderful boon for us at the Symphony.
Yeah. Well, again, the kickoff is tomorrow night, 7 o'clock at Highland Brewery, and there'll be food trucks and music, Matt Townsend and friends as well. and a family evening, which is what you were looking for. The whole festival really is a family festival. David, I want to quickly go over a little, maybe some highlights that, if you can possibly pick highlights of the many, many things that are going on over the next
week.
Well,
sure.
Or so.
We thought about what Mozart was inspired by, and he loved comedy. So we have two comedians from Austria coming on Saturday night. Mozart had a sister, as you mentioned, who was a prodigy herself. And actually, on Wednesday and Thursday of the festival next week, Dinah Wortham is hosting The Other Mozart. It's the untold story of Mozart's sister. And so that's a fascinating. And if you're just into fashion alone, lead actress will be wearing an 18-foot dress that will sort of cover the stage. It'll be pretty spectacular. And of course, the Jerusalem String Quartet on Friday night from Israel, who has award-winning Mozart recordings. And don't miss the finale concerts with our youth orchestra and the symphony with the legendary violinist Midori.
Again, worth noting, Midori's residency here in Asheville. She's not just flying in, playing, and leaving. Her residency here is really oriented toward education and young people. And I know, among other things, there's a music education summit being held at the Cellular Center, U.S. Cellular Center, on Wednesday the 15th. She's doing a number of activities with the youth orchestra, playing a concert with the youth orchestra.
Yeah, and the idea is she wants to see this community rally around its young people. And so this, in many ways, will be a coming out party for our youth orchestra, which has grown exponentially because of this. We started with 45 kids in a single orchestra last year, and we are up to 120 kids in three ensembles this year, and we expect to be over 200 by next year. Gosh. So it's really exciting what's going on.
It's really wonderful. This is a great deal for the future of young people and the arts. Speaking of young people, the Asheville Symphony is working with a person that probably, if you're much younger than I am, you know him much better than I do, Secret Agent 23 Skidoo, who recently won a Grammy for a kid's rap album, right?
That's right.
The symphony is working with Secret Agent 23 Skidoo and is produced, just released yesterday, an EP.
That's right. EP, five tracks, and it tells the story of a young Mozart and you know, how he achieved success in his life. And we're telling kids they all have inner prodigies and for them to find it.
So we're going to listen to just a tiny bit of this, okay? This is a track from Mozartistic, Secret Agent 23 Skidoo, and the Asheville Symphony.
Music is the dream. We are the dreamers. Music is the walls down between us. Music is the dream. We are the dreamers. You and me, just puzzle pieces, but together we're genius.
Supersonic, symphonic.
We harmonic together, it's hypnotic.
Supersonic, symphonic.
It's melodic, familiar, but exotic.
Supersonic, symphonic.
You can't stop it, cause we symbiotic.
Supersonic, symphonic.
It's a big topic, so let me kick logic.
Yo. You ever see your band play live and it make your soul fly, but you can't say why? Music coming from the stage like sun rays to plants, make you dance. You try to stand still but don't stand a chance. You feel the urge, you hear the words, your spirit surge. Your vision blurs, it's deep when musicians merge. It might seem funny, it's called symphony. When different elements combine, man, it gets lovely. Life is harmony, like blood.
Okay, that's Secret Agent 23 Skidoo with members of the Asheville Symphony from the EP just released yesterday, Mozartistic. Well, gosh, David, so what do you do in your free time? That's great.
I think this is great because it's okay. It shows it's okay to bop your head up and down to the symphony.
Again, we should mention the Secret Agent 23 Skidoo is also performing as part of the Asheville Amadeus. It's on the 19th Sunday at the Orange Peel. So obviously much more than we can talk about and much more than folks will remember if we do say it. Is there a good place to find out all kind of a secret back door to all that's going on?
The full lineup is on AshevilleAmadeus.org, or you can always visit AshevilleSymphony.org. Both websites will have the full lineup. Come and join us.
Again, the finale concert Saturday afternoon at 2, Midori plays with the youth orchestra, and Sunday afternoon at 3 plays with the Asheville Symphony, the grown-ups. Thanks very much, David Whitehill, Executive Director of the Asheville Symphony. Leah Wong Ashburn, President of Highland Brewing Company with Wolfgang 1756. Thanks to both of you for all you do. Thanks very much.
My pleasure. Thank you, Dick.
Thanks for coming.